The conference will now begin.
Okay. Okay, Shalom, hi, Chava, how are you? Let's begin. We're on page Kuf Lamed Beis. The subject is not a pleasant one, but it's an important one. All the different needs that come from the Yisoid of Offer that we're learning in Das Mide Secha. And the midah that we're talking about now is Achzarius. Achzarius, which is translated as cruelty. And we're learning how Chazal identified three creatures, three animals, as those that embody this midah of Achzarius. And Rav Schwartz is explaining the difference between the three, and through that, helping us understand tiny little traces of Achzarius that we have within us, and the differences between these types of Achzarius. So, and how then we're going to learn about how to address them, how to work on them. So we were talking first about the Oirev, the raven. There, the raven, the Achzarius, comes as in such a way where the raven, that bird, can't bear anything that's different from itself, and acts in a way that's cruel towards its own children until they're like him. So there's a certain Achzarius that comes from differences, from being different. Again, Achzarius doesn't have to be outright cruelty and nastiness, but it's a feeling of separation, of alienation, that usually or often will lead to some type of mistreatment and so on. But there's that feeling of somebody has that the other is the other. It's not me. And the other is very different from me. And that feeling of otherness can cause there to be hatred and cruelty. As we learned, even between a husband and a wife, a man and a woman, when it doesn't work out, there can be such terrible, terrible bitterness. And the two people who loved each other under the chuppah can be so cruel to each other later in the marriage because of the differences that they feel one to the other. And because of those differences, there's a kinegdo, there's a hisnagdus. And that hisnagdus, like in the case of the orev, who can't stand the children when they're white and they're different from them. And then only when the children become black, so then the parents, like them, so then the parents approve. And the parents can feel a connection to. So too, we have this within us, we have this subtle Achzarius. It comes from the word zar, by feeling different from somebody. This is not the child that I wanted. This is not the wife that I expected. This is not the friend who I thought he was, and so on. And when there's that sense of otherness, then there's that zarus, that feeling of strangeness and otherness that can lead to chas v'shalom, the distance, and even to Achzarius, even to terrible cruelty, chas v'shalom. So that's what we were talking about with the Orev, the raven, that type of Achzarius. Then we were talking about the Ayla, the gazelle or deer. Here, there's a serious problem when one doesn't recognize the significance, the importance of the life of the other. For instance, a person will kill an insect. I'm not talking whether it's permitted or it's not permitted. Obviously, it is permitted if the insect is bothering you or infesting your home. But doesn't think twice. The point is that a person wouldn't think twice if this is bechlal, if this is in possession of any life, or this is bechlal anything significant. Here, we're not talking about an Achzarius that comes because of opposition or differences. It's just, I'm not goyrus, I don't see this as bechelal, anything that is living, anything that has true life. So a doctor killing a fetus, like a person would kill an ant, that he does not see this as being something which is truly alive, the way that he understands life. And when you don't see the other as being truly in possession of life, of chiyus, so then cruelty can come very easily. But the worst of all is the snake. And that's what we're up to now. And Kuf Lamed Beis is the snake, the Nachash. HaBal Chai HaShlishi, the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Beis. HaBal Chai HaShlishi Shemugdar Ka'achsa Hu HaNachash. The third creature that is defined by Chazal as being cruel is the snake. Vayish Pesanim Achsa, it says there, the fairish, that the head of the serpents is cruel. Achzarius zu megia mishilu shakur v'yavish b'vasachas. The snake has both of the qualities of ofar, the kar, the coldness, and the yavish, the dryness, together. Very, very strong combination. Ofar mamish mamish ofar. And so the snake was crawls on the offer and eats the offer. It's offer mamish mamish. The kor and the yovish b'vasachas. The coldness and the dryness together. You say to offer ka'omer la'el murkav miyovish v'krivis. We learned that offer is a combination of dryness and coldness. Yesh nachzori shesher shabiyovish. We spoke about that. There's nachzarius that is rooted in dryness. That's the ya'ela that we spoke about, that deer, that animal. And there's nachzarius nasefes shorsha b'kar. There's another type of nachzarius where the shorsha of that is in coldness. And we discussed that. That's the orei of the raven. Nachzarius anocha shorsha b'tziruf ha'kar v'hayavish. But with the nachash, we're talking about a combination of these two forces of coldness and dryness coming together. Achso ha-goma, mamish, achso ha-goma. Hadugma, page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Hadugma apshuta v'avrua ma'ayd. A very simple example of this. Al-Adam Arishan Nehemiah says, Kibyom ha-chol chamimenu, Kibyom ha-chol chamimenu, that when you eat, on the day that you eat from the tree, you'll surely die. So when the snake came to deceive and to seduce Chava to eat from the tree, and with the intention of her continuing on with Adam Arishan, that Adam Arishan would eat from the tree, that's a matarosa haisa laharga. Be'etzam, the matara was, the goal was lahargam, was to bring to us that state of mice Thomas, to bring death to the world, that they should die. K'muvu divrei chazal, shegavinasa haisa sh'adam rishon yomas v'yisahu eschava. The chazal say that the snake wanted Adam Rishon to die, and so he'd be able to marry Chava. Kan mezgalat chilas achzarius b'olam. This is the beginning of achzarius in creation. Hu hevius ha'odem arishon la'ofer, l'kor ul yoivish b'vasachas. That he brought death to Adam and Chava. He brought death to man. He brought man back to the earth. He brought man back to the dirt, that there would be death. And he'd be buried in the dirt, and he would return the offer atova will offer toshiv. The core of the yavish b'vasachas, that coldness and that dryness simultaneously together. How do we see this tchuna, this quality of the combination of kor and yovish, the snake? How do we see this achzarius in the nefesh of a person? Hakrivus va'yovish kasher mitstar from etzel adam ba'emek apnimi shelo. When coldness and dryness are mitstarif, joined together, in the emek apnimi of a person, hem yitzim achzarius she'en yonet tfisa she'en ladav ahemshach. It brings to death. What is death? Death is the discontinuation of life. The discontinuation. That's what death is. There was something that was alive and was continuing to live and would continue. And there's nachzarius that does not want to allow that life to continue. And what does that mean? Hamove suicide. Death is the ultimate end. As Chazal say, Soif Ha'adam Lomus, that's the end of every person, is death. Achayim Kol Inyonam Dorash Hamamshach. What is life? Life means something is continuing, it's moving, it's going on. Dorash Mispashet, something that's Mispashet. It moves forward, it spreads, it continues. Oymek tfisas achzarius, see? The deepest tfisa of achzarius is shezel dovashakan hukvah soifai, is to say that where there's something that could continue and would like to continue, but the other says there's no point in continuing and tries to stop that chiyas, that life. That means with mamish killing, but it also means when there's a person that there's somebody else that's successful in something, and the other one comes to try to stop that. That's also taking away the life, taking this hope or this dream of the other and burying it in the ground. The inyan of this achzarius is that the sof, the end of something, is now, and there's no nekud assumption. There's no nekuda of continuing. There's no nekuda of hemshech of continuing. To discontinue. Something was alive and something was progressing and prospering and so on. And the snake comes and does everything that it's able to do to discontinue that chiyus. That's not unbelievable achzarius. That's krivus and yoivish together. If you tell somebody kill this person, that's something which he could never imagine doing. If you tell this person to kill somebody, but if you tell him, plenty chayli anush, good night alamus. This person is terminally ill and is noita lomus and is soon going to die. Ke'es hu rak soivel, the person is just suffering by being alive. Ha'im muchan ato lekatzer es yomav. Are you prepared to shorten this person's life? Vadai shemisha oman odas ha'terak b'esha. Obviously somebody who was raised with the Torah. Gam haregishaloi tzarflesh tanas behatam isir shabadova. Naturally, the person's way of feeling towards this is completely colored by the Kedusha of the Torah and the Torah's understanding and definition of life. Ach bekerev and the other shloi lomdu Torah. But amongst people who, by many people who have not learned Torah, Poik chazi shirab mi b'nei megdu ma'ises esh l'hamotas chayla sofani k'rachmim. In the world, many, many people defined such an act of killing a terminally ill person as hamosas chesed, mercy killing. Look, Chazarius, just the opposite. It's not cruel at all. Look, Chazarius. Madua, why? Because they think, well, the time has come for the end of this person. Now, the truth is, the time hasn't yet come. But since the doctors are saying that the time is approaching, so they see this as being a mercy killing. And according to them, I didn't take anything from this person. I didn't take away anything. He was going to die anyway, just later. Other rabbis, they say we made his last few hours in the world, whatever. We made it much, much easier. This last time in the world, we took away his suffering. Zus farasa rachmal aslan. This is the svar rachmal aslan. Now, obviously, there, as you all know, there are very complicated halachas, big sugis and shas and poskim regarding a person who's suffering terribly and is terminally ill, whether or not one needs to exert oneself to rescue this person, to save this person, to revive the person. That's something else. And that goes back to the Gemara that discusses that somebody that's whose neshama is just trying to leave and is not able to leave, and there's somebody hammering away on the next by the next roof or something, and the noise is keeping this person alive. So can you tell that person to stop hammering so we'll be quiet, and then this person will die, so that he'll no longer have to suffer the pain that he's suffering while being in this terrible state of between the two worlds. And this big sugis nalach. But the concept of mercy killing, that to become va'asei, to actually kill somebody before the end of that person, that's cruel. And here, it's a deep, cruel thing to do. And in the world, by many people in the world, this is seen as, and it's even referred to as mercy killing, as rachamim. Rachamim. Why do these people feel that they're doing a favor and that they're having mercy and that they're bali rachamim? Because when this person says, look, anyway, there's no hemshech to this person's life. So you say, well, they might live for another week or two, or maybe a month, or maybe even 2 or 3 months. Yeah, but there's no serious hemshech to this person's life. So then the svar is that by killing this person, I'm not cutting him off from the world. He's anyway doomed. So what did I do? What did I do? Yesh dov shalom sefer says kiyumu. Sometimes you have where a person sees that something is alive. Rak lo toifes oisa kechayim. You see that it exists, but you don't see this as any important, significant life. Like a person killing a bug. Zu evchanes hayoyvish shuruskur. We spoke about the dryness of that. We see by that animal. Ha'achzah ha'shalim, but the real, real, complete, full achzah, shu'tziruv shakar v'yayvish, which is a combination of coldness and dryness, ma'amidus ha'davar b'ayfin sh'harege yesh lochiyus. looks at reality in this way, that for the moment, this has chiyus. Eichim kein hu mesuga laharik. So then, how, if this person is alive, how am I able to kill him? Because I don't see that there's any continuation to this person's life. So according to this person, ben kach, whether I do something or I don't do something, this life is going to end. It's going to end soon. So therefore it seems to him that by just bringing this on a little bit earlier and killing the person earlier, that he hasn't really done anything. That's how he feels. No, he feels that he has Rachmanis, and he killed the person out of mercy. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Dugma Brula Devarenu. An example to understand this. Commercious conversations of the Rama Hepach Achzaris. We learned that the opposite of Achzaris is Rachamim, where we are right now. We're in the week of Tiferes. We're in the world of Chayit Shabbat Tiferes. And Tiferes is Rachamim. The primius of the Midah Tiferes is Rachamim, empathy. Compassion. And where do we see true rachamim, real rachamim? The midah hanikres marech af. In a midah that Chazal referred to as erech apayim, marech af. The inyan marach af, which means that Hashem gives us a chance, He's patient, gives us time to do tshuva, and so on. So the inyan marach af, mitzvah shtei havchanos v'divrei Chazal. By this midah of marach af, we see in Chazal two things. Achas, marach ape v'gabi delay. We see that there is such a thing where a person could be, there is a little bit of waiting, but is the gabi delay. But in the end, he demands what is owed to him. He demands what's owed to him. He collects. He doesn't let it go. Well, if he's a harashiyeshno sof laivichasazu. So, this is where there's an erech apayim for a little bit, you know, I'll give you an extension on the loan, I'll give you a few days, but in the end, I'm going to collect what's coming to me. So this is one type. There's some arichasaf, but there's a soif to the arichas. There's an end to the arichas. Yesh na'avchan nosefes. There's a different avchana, shemarach api la'olam, where there's a person, whose patience doesn't stop, and whose tolerance, I guess, would be a better word, doesn't stop. Kein avchana Shabbos kodesh yom shekula aruch. Like we see that Shabbos is called kulei aruch. It keeps on extending, just like a person. Do you have such a person that's kulei aruch? Kulei aruch. Always extending himself, meaning to have more and more compassion and to empathize more and more, and not to end things, not to collect what's coming to him. Nimtzim kain, shahaytach hadvama shel ha'achzaris. The opposite of achzarius of cruelty, zumi d'serachim. There's neither Sarachma. Like the Gemara says, a person who doesn't forgive somebody is not Zari, he's cruel. Mechila is the same letters as Chemla, and it means to have compassion. And Merachim, you have Rachmanis. You Merachim and somebody, you forgive him. You don't want anything to happen to him. You don't want his happiness to be discontinued of something that he did to you. That's rachman. That's mechila. That's chemla. That's rachman megmurim heim kshemarech apala oilam. And the highest level of rachman is to be tolerant forever. Is to be marech af forever. It doesn't stop. Harisha oimek midas rachman. The deeper meaning of midas rachman hu koach shemoyshach loy hefsek. Rachman is a koach that goes on, and it doesn't have a point where that's enough. Now I'm going to get you. Now I'm going to collect what's coming to me. Now you're in trouble. There's a midas rachman that is in such a way that is moishach leloy hefsek. Lefiza ha'chzarius ha'gemura, according to this complete achzarius, which is the opposite of Rachmim, tefeses slodover ein hemshach. We see that according to this definition of Chazal, who make a distinction between Marach Api v'gabi delay and Arichus Av, which goes on and on and on, that the difference is, so tefeses slodover ein hemshach. There's that tfisa that something is discontinued. It doesn't have to continue. Kan hi nekudas ha'soif shalom. Ad kan, this is the nekudas ha'soif. Lachain, hu kivyachol. So therefore, going back to the mercy killing, hu kivyachol mishtav lahakil alav shiyelei soif kal. So the svara of this doctor who is doing this killing is that comes from rachamim. This rachamim is a rachamim that says that this person has no hemshach, that this person's life is over. It's over now, even though he hasn't died on his own. I'm going to end it. That's what this doctor does. Again, shehebach achzari shehebach hagomus harachim tefes zodover ein hemshach. Kan hi nekudas hasav shol lachem kivyachom mishtab lohakalav shielo sav kal. It should be a pleasant death. But in his way of thinking, he hasn't really killed somebody because this person is going to die soon anyway. I killed a person who's doomed to die. This is a tfisa that is a way of thinking that gives purpose and meaning to the life of the snake. This is the avoid of the nachash of the snake. Hanachash haya or mikol chayas ha-sodim. The pasuk says that the snake was the most shrewd and clever of all of the creatures in the garden. Klema ha-yisa bo-amumiyas Das the Ra. It had this cleverness, this shrewdness of Ra. Rakala Adam Rishon Nemar Biyama Chochmin and Maistomas. Only by Adam Rishon it says that on the day that you eat from this tree, Maistomas. Shin Yochal Yomas. If he eats, he's going to die. Hanochas Gam Blishu Ochal. The point here is that the snake, even though the snake did not eat from the Eitz Hadas, Kfar Kayim Betfisa. It already lives with this way of thinking. That's Esav. Esav is the continuation of the snake, or the embodiment of the snake. And Esav's svar was, look, every moment of life, I'm just getting closer to death. So I'm going to die anyway, v'lomas eli b'char. So why do I need the firstborn at Inyan of the b'char? And he sold it for a pot of beans to Yaakov Avinu. This is way of looking at life is no shayom yigomer, ain't hamshach. That everything ends, there's no hamshach. Zua tfisa shemena hu yotze. This is the tfisa from where the snake comes. This is what the snake was interested in. The snake wanted that it should be beyond a chalchemim and a nice tumbus. That's what the snake wanted. Because the whole thinking of the snake is, what's the tachlis? There's no tachlis. Therefore, when the snake came with this proposal to Adam Chava to eat from the tree of knowledge, you're going to be like God that knows Tov and Ra. The snake didn't speak in the language of Achzarius, of cruelty. Just like the doctors doing the mercy killing. He's not speaking the language of Achzarius. He's speaking the language of Rachmanis. Have Rachmanis on this person. He's suffering. And so I can kill him for you. Similarly here, the snake swears that I'm giving you an Eitz HaTov. I'm here to improve your standard of living. I'm here to make things better for you. Because the snake's whole way of thinking is no mimela. There's no hemshech to anything. There's no hemshech. That's his tefisa of reality, that there's no hemshech. So, the same way that the doctor looks at this terminally ill person and says, no, there's no hemshech, I might as well kill him now and put him out of his misery. So too the snake in Gan Eden sees that there's no continuity, there's no tachlis. So you might as well die now. There's no hamshach. The snake interrupts a mitzias of the Eitz HaChaim, of the tree of life, of a chai la'olam, of something that's called eternal life, chayim nitzchi. The snake cannot bear that. The achzarius of the snake is that nothing is lanetzach, next week's midah. Nothing is lanetzach. Nothing has this quality of nitzchius. We're all in the same boat, we're all doomed. And the snake figured, I'm giving an Eitz HaTovah. In came the Sikulam Shodram, just to summarize until now. Ha'oirev, the raven, Teufel, Shieshchias, sees, has a tfisa, there is life. Raku le'yoch le'starfele, but I can't live with this other life. Why? Ki him is nagedesele, because it's too different. It's different for me. I can't live with the other. I can't live with the other. That's the Orev. Ha'ye'ela, tofesa she'en chias klav. The Ela looks at this like a person looks at an ant. That this is not life, Bechlau. It's not chiyus at all. V'hanochesh teifesh she'yesh chiyus. The snake's tweet says, no, there is chiyus. V'akan soifah, but now the time has come for this chiyus to end. Ein lehemshech. Kan soifah, ein lehemshech. Orev, therefore, the orev, the raven, is kriyus, is coldness. The yala, the bird, the deer, is yavesh, dryness. And the nochash is the tzirah of these two midas, of krirus and yavesh. The nochash is the combination of coldness and dryness. That is the deepest oimek, the deepest depth of this midah of Achzarius. The deepest depth of the midah of Achzarius. Not the midah of Achzarius. Kriyus and Yavesh. So how does one go about working on this midah of Achzarius? Again, we don't have chalila in these extreme forms. of mercy killing, or we don't can't really hurt a fly either. And certainly not the hatred for someone that's different from me. A cruelty towards someone who's different from me. But in a subtle way, we do struggle with these things. In a subtle way. Not in an extreme form, but in a subtle way, we do. Each one. This one is mamish amelchama, that we shouldn't slip into that ugly world of achzarias. Not to be able to be civil somebody or something that's not custom designed for you, either a person who's not exactly what you wanted. I was talking to a very chashuva bacha this week, and he's been dating somebody for quite a while, and they have lots and lots of fantastic stuff in common, and are both from wonderful families. And he came to speak to me, and he wanted to know what I thought. And I said, I think that you should go buy an engagement ring. That's what I think. What's the slurry knot? There's a certain subtle difference. I'm not going to go through right now, but there's a certain subtle difference that is not, in my opinion, anything significant. But in that respect, the girl is different. And that here, we're not talking about Azarius because this person is so wonderful, he's not cruel. But the Azarius is, I can't marry you. I can't move ahead with this relationship because we're different. Now, there are differences that are irreconcilable, but there are many, many that are not, much more that are not. And yet, the relationship is struggling, and the person can't continue, which would be an achzarius to this girl, and an achzarius to himself. So it's a very nice match. But there's something that's different, like the orev that can't stand the bird, the babies when they're little, when they're white, but only when they become black. Everything has to be black and white. Meaning, everything has to be clear to me. That's the type of nazarius. No opposition. This is one of the great forms of cruelty in our times, which, again, comes across looking like not something that's cruel. Often doesn't look that way. But all prejudices and racism and differences that cause there to be machloikis between different types of Jews brings to this feeling of zaros, of strangeness, of otherness. Then there's the achzarius of the yaila, where the way the person sees this individual is that he's bechlal not garisim. There's no chis at all. His life does not seem to me to be important. I mentioned, I think, last week that I remember a terrible thing years and years ago. That there was somebody that came onto a city bus and asked for a transfer, and the bus driver said, I can't give you a transfer. And the passenger shot the bus driver in the head and killed him. I remember it was a big thing in the news. Like a bug. Mom's like a minch. I think I mentioned that last week, that story. Like a bug. There's no tefisa of chiz. Okay, so we don't chalila ever think of doing something to kill in any way. But we do often things like that in a much more subtle way. That the life of the other is not valued. The opinions of the other, the culture of the other, and so on, is not valued. It's not seen as something which is chashuv. There's something that's giving life to a child. The child, and not so many things that's, God forbid, dangerous or against halacha, but the child loves music and wants to learn an instrument, whatever. And the parent doesn't see that this bechlal is a chiyus in the child. Why is there a thing? Your mother and I are not musical, and we don't see the importance of this instrument, and so on, then agur is that chiyus of the child. So it's not only a matter of killing. It's that way of looking at someone else's chiyus, kiilu there's no chiyus. And then you could hurt, and insult, and destroy, and be cruel, and kill somebody. And then you have the nachash, the snake itself. The snake itself, the nachash. Krivis and Yavish. Where there, the tefisa is that no, there is chiyus, but I don't see any point in continuing. I'm garish of this chiyus. I accept this chiyus, but I cut it down. I cut it off. I interrupt it. Okay, these are serious problems. Now, let's begin to talk about the tikkunim of these problems. The tikkunim. On page Kuf Lamed Hei. Atan over Lahamed is a tikkunim of Chari from Lukavis, Kamu Mishleisha Chalokim, Yavi Shabafar, Kar Shabafar, and the Tzir of Coldness and Afar, as we learn, the Ya'ela, the Orev, and the Snake, and the Nachash, the Snake. Achzarius ha'orev, the Achzarius of the raven, Shabbat mikoach ha'krivus should be yisod ha'ofer, that comes from the yisod, the koach ha'krivus, rather, of coldness, in the yisod of ofer of dirt, borosh ha'tikun shalohu mitzad yisod ha'mayim. The tikun of Achzarius is from the yisod of water, of mayim. Korot, the kilkul, nimsid yisod ha'ofer, there's that dangerous quality of coldness in the earth. And in the earth, in the ofer. And kur de tikun nimsid yisod ha'mayim. And the coldness of tikun is in the yisod of mayim, the yisod of water. Now remember, the inyan of the orev, this Achzarius is to feel, and to be upset about it and turned off by otherness, by the other. So the tikkun of that is obviously to bring this other into your life and to see that he's not other, but he's bound to you and connected to you. He's not the other. See, the Nazi propaganda was to capitalize on all of the prejudices and all of the fears that Europeans had with Jews, and altogether to create a picture of the Jews as being the ultimate other. The ultimate other. The non-Aryan is the ultimate other, so it wasn't only Jews, but the Jews were it was all non-Aryans, but the strongest otherness was Jews. The other. And therefore the Jew, in the eyes of this idiotic anti-Semite, this little Arab girl that somehow was promoted from the playground to the Congress. So she's just I would use the word articulating, but she's not articulate. She's just expressing the old, very ancient anti-Semitic view of the Jews as being the others. The ones who don't really belong, the ones who are really loyal to Israel, to each other, but share nothing in common with the rest of the people. And where did she get this from? This idiot. Where did she get this from? This ish achzaris. Ishus, not Ishus, I'm a baby. Where did Achzarius, where did she get such a thing from? This Achzarius, that the Jews are others. She was raised with that. It's in her mother's milk. But she's not alone. There's a significant percentage of the world that always sees the Jews as being the other. And as the other, you could be crude. You could even try to eliminate the other, which the Germans did, and which this girl would like to do if she was able to, while she sits by her television, which is probably the only thing, or the computer, which is the only thing she's capable of understanding, and vomiting up her her anti-Semitic filth. The Jew is the other. The Jew is always the other. And the other is Kenegdo, and therefore the German propaganda was, and Arab propaganda is, that the Jews are a threat, because the other is always a threat. Because we have our Hever, we have our Hever, the Aryans, the Aryan race, the Germans, we have our Hever, and the other is a threat to that. And the other, therefore, needs to be eliminated, and it's perfectly justifiable. And then, of course, the Ya'ela is that this is not even a human being. And the Germans tried to dehumanize the Jews to such a degree that the same way that somebody would kill a bug, so a Jew, you kill a bug. They always called the Jews vermin and insects and bugs. They always named them for these things. So that they have no place in the world, and there's no Hemshech. There's no Chiyus. There's no Chiyus. The Hemshech is the Nachash, but there's no Chiyus to the Jew. There's no Tfisa that this is a human being. The Jew has been so demonized in the eyes of so many people in the world that the world is b'chlam ha'garis achiyas of a Jew. So you could step on a Jew and kill a Jew, the same way you do to a bug. And then the nachash, the snake. The snake is Rambish. Kor and Yerifish. But right now, let's talk about the Arif. How to cure. How water is the way to work on this first aspect of Achzarius, of the raven. Achzarius Rosh Bamikol Kriya should be set off. Rabor Shatikin Shalahu Mitzvah Yisod Amayim. Kor de Kilkul Nimsa Yisod Afra. Kor de Tikin Nimsa Yisod Amayim. The kor of Kilkul, destructive coldness, is found in the earth, in the dirt. But the kor de tikun, constructive and healthy kor, the kor of tikun, is nimtzei b'yisod ha'mayim. It's found in the yisod of mayim, of water. So that means that water has the ability to bring opposites together, or those that appear opposite to bring them together. Because remember, the inyan of the Arev is that you're too different from me. It's that otherness. And because of that I hate you, and I can be cruel to you. So Biyom Hasheni Lubiyas Ailam Nema, on the second day of creation, it says, that Hashem created the sky to separate between the higher waters and the lower waters. This separation that Hashem made by creating the sky between the higher waters and lower waters did not cause there to be a war between the waters above and the waters below. Adrabah, And then buying them a heavy cut of Malco, buying the stock away. Other are just the opposite. The waters were crying. And they were begging. And what? Bayinan. Or Bayon. Lemehevi Kadamalka. We can't bear being apart. We don't want Hashem to be the other. We want to be in Shemayim together with Hashem. We don't want that to be a way different than other. And that's forever. There's a perpetual tshuka longing on the part of the low waters to connect to the high waters. That's why it's brought down in the song. Kedusha Yontif, others don't talk about. That's why there are waves in the ocean. The waves of the longing of the lower waters to ascend and to be connected once again to the higher waters. There is a tshuka tmidish, a tremendous longing of rasam chibur. Here you see with men and women that on the one hand there's an unbelievable tshuka to be together, but on the other hand there's so much craziness and fighting and hatred and separation. Hatachton somer lachzal elyon. The lower one is longing, in truth, is longing to go back to the older one. It's supposed to be tipa. It's correct. Tefach milamala she'ein tohen yoitz lekros or shloishet furuchim. There isn't a tefach, a tiny little bit from above, she'ein tohen yoitz lekros or shloishet furuchim. It does not come through there being an intense longing of shloishet furuchim below for that one tefach above. In other words, kach b'liyu marechas amayim. That's how water works. Lamala lamata, lamala lamata. Lamala lamata, lamala lamata. Lamata lamala. Yeah. Beish v'isha, k'shenemar esle ezekenegdo. So by a man and a woman, it says, Hashem said, esle ezekenegdo, I'm going to make you an ezekenegdo, something to help you and to be against you or opposed or opposite or different from you. Different from you. Harishayim nifidu mikan ve'eloch yochol yos mahalosho menagda. So then there was this separation, and as a result of the separation, there's otherness, and with otherness, there could either be great longing to get back together, to become one, the other to have a longing to become one, or there could be an ongoing feeling of otherness, which leads to achzairus and hatred, divorce, and so on. Water, and we see this from the higher waters and lower waters that are longing to be back with each other. The water is that yisod, that's the tikkun of the otherness of ofar, of the raven, of the orev. Because water, we see from creation that there is an inyan that the lower waters and the higher waters are longing to be back with each other. To be back in that place of echad. Not to be apart and other. Hadugma psut lokav de chazal, that's a simple example from Chazal. Yom Sheni Lanemba Kitov. The second day of creation does not say Kitov. Since the waters are separated, it can't say Kitov. On the third day, the Kitov was doubled. So this we see that by the second day of creation, it doesn't say Kitov, because that's when there was the separation of the higher waters and lower waters. But afterwards, by the third day, there's the double Kitov. Why? Because there's that longing of reunification, of coming back. There's that great longing to come, to return, to be one again. That's the tikkun achzaris of the orev. Shorasha, the kriyas shavafa, that comes from the kriyas of the soul. The tikkuna, the kriyas shavamayim, and the tikkun comes with the kriyas in water. The kriyas, the coldness of water, that feels that loneliness and emptiness without the other, and wants more than anything to be one again. And there comes the tikkun of the mitzvah of afar, the tikkun of that kriyus shabamayim, of that coldness, I'm sorry, of the yovish, and the kriyus of the afar. So we're going to continue, Mr. Shem, with the tikkun of the yaela, as Hashem, next week. Shkoyach.